from the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
What up? It's your boy Mosh Gelton. The Mosh Gelton. Radio Mosh Gelton. Tampa Bay Radio Mosh Gelton. And we are popping off right now on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I'm Mosh Gelton, your host. I'll be your host for this evening. Look, every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, you can catch the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Now check it out. It's going to be a dope hour. I got to cram it all into an hour because we need like 2 hours. Just give us 3 hours. That'd be way better. But we're going to get this done into an hour. So I'm going to introduce a guy that's with me. It is my co-host.
Beatbox Bob.
Yeah, me and Beatbox Bob are joined in studio, as always, by the man, the myth, and the legend.
Schmitty!
Hey!
With me, Beatbox Bob and Schmitty, we also have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
Fly. La, 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 la. We be gets down. It's going to be a crazy show for you guys tonight. Of course, we do have we got a little trivia time for you. You know what I'm saying? Music trivia to see if you guys know what you're talking about. And then, of course, we're going to do a little rap tournament. Now, while I'm waiting for some local artists to send me some dope music, I don't want to keep playing the same artist, although I will. Because I got John Diddy tracks, I got Silly tracks, I got DJ Eddie Valiant tracks, I got Mosh Gelton tracks. I'm going to play those. But what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do a four-way tournament. I've got one band that everybody in here knows. And I'm going to take four of their hottest songs. I'm going to pit them up against each other. And we're going to see who's going to win that. So that's going to be dope.
Yeah. So
Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Oh, man. What a show.
By the way, let me just say welcome to Tuesday night. And what's going on, Beatbox Bob?
Oh, you know how it is. We be gets down.
Absolutely, man. How's your day been?
Oh, my day has been fantastic. My week has been even better.
Swerving through St. Pete in your 6'4", jocking the B's, slapping the H's. What are you doing?
Oh, you know how it be, dude. I went over to the Marco Radio Show. You were there Friday.
The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
I had the
show.
Biggest problem with saying the name of his show. You were on what show?
The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yes, with who?
With Marco, Steph, you, me, and my beautiful wife, Natalie.
Your beautiful wife, Natalie. Yeah, she's a little, I was stunned. I was like, she's a little too hot for beatbox. I didn't think you could do it, but you did a good job. Everybody said your performance on that show was really well, of course. So let's give it up for Beatbox Bob on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Did a very good job. Yeah, it felt really good. You know, I was there, obviously, and Mark loved it. Steph loved it.
Oh, I love those guys. They're so cool, dude. Mark is so funny, and Steph is just really out there in a cool way.
How did your girl feel about seeing the radio experience in person?
Dude, she's been calling me a celebrity all week after that, man. She's like, I'm your biggest fan. You're such a superstar. I love it.
I know. We rolled in there, and she's like, yeah, we're going to do this little radio thing. We get up there, and then Bob's doing his thing, and he's like, yeah, I'm doing my thing. And then Schmitty called in.
Oh, man.
To the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yeah, I love that. I love them, man. Hospitality's fantastic. Show's great. And you did fantastic, and the show was great.
It was a good call-in, man. You were on a call-in for like 20 minutes on a two-hour show. We didn't even remember that you were on a call-in, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great topic. You know, you guys are doing great.
It was the bee's knees.
Mike, you were in there.
Yeah, you and I, first time.
You have fun when you were in the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show,
yeah,
right?
I was very impressed with their studio. Very fancy.
You guys, all of you guys did well in your own ways. If I had to pull Beatbox, Schmitty, and Mikey Flaw on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show by themselves, you guys all did exactly how I would want you guys to do. So you guys make Daddy proud.
Good.
Flip it.
You make Daddy proud. Daddy's so proud of you. Yo, last week, if you guys were listening, we had to run a rerun of the Mosh Gelton Show at 11 p.m. because Mikey Flaw, we didn't have enough time to record another one because we record before it goes to air, and Mikey Flaw, you didn't have audio correct.
Me? I'm not the one sitting over there.
You're the guy responsible. Are you not responsible for the technology that we use?
Ultimately, I'm overseeing the operation.
All right, so tell us what happened, bro, because I'm not trying to, there's not going to be any punitive damages, but, you know, persecute you in some way, shape, or form.
These things happen. It was a glitch.
So you're blaming it on a glitch.
Yep, there was a glitch in the program.
So if I stood up right now and cold cocked you and you flew across the floor and then you said, Mosh, why did you do that? And I looked at you and said, it was a glitch.
Fair enough.
All right, well, Mikey Fly, just try not to let that happen again. But, yes, so we did have a problem, and that's when Schmidt told me to do something that I don't even remember, something about my mama. And then Beatbox Bob the next day told me something about my daddy, and my dad passed away. So they were very harsh on me, and so I called the whole next week off. This is all facts. I'm not even lying to y'all. Am I lying about any of this?
No.
Except for what y'all said. Y'all didn't really say that. But you guys said some stuff. You said something dumb. And you said you got mad at me because I was critiquing you.
I wouldn't say dumb, edgy.
You said something wild to me like, yo, either we're going to talk about this or we're going to spend too much time on this. Whatever it was a little out of line. So then I said, whatever. And then you wrote out. And then
I let it go right away. We resolved it immediately, and I didn't actually get really actually genuinely upset. So
I was trying to give you criticism when you were doing that thing where you were getting mad at me, and then you were telling me you're going to mess up the show because of it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I'll mess up the show.
You didn't say that exactly. You said, I'm going to respond every time. I'm going to do that every time now.
Yeah, how's that anything to do with messing up the show?
In a tantrum-like way. When you talk like that, I'm not comfortable when I go back in that we're on the same page.
All right, well, you should be comfortable that we're always on the same page. It's your
fault. You see what I'm saying?
It's your fault.
If you're saying that, I'm not comfortable getting back on the same page. I don't get awkward. If you feel awkward right now, that's all about everything that's made inside your body, bro. My body don't have that awkward gene made inside it. We could talk about anything right now. Philanthropy. We could talk about gluttony.
Okay.
We could talk about bills.
Okay.
We could talk about prepubescent adolescence right now. It ain't nothing.
Sure.
It ain't nothing to do with it.
Isn't that a contradiction?
Facts, brother.
What do you mean? A prepubescent adolescence?
Yeah.
No.
Aren't you either or?
No.
Can you be the two at the same time?
Yeah.
Can you? Because if you then you would not be an adolescent, right? I thought adolescence was after you.
No, can be an adolescent post-pubescence. No,
pre-pubescence only.
You can be an adolescent post-pubescence.
Yeah, but that's after.
An adolescent is a child.
That's what I believe the definition is. 18 years or younger.
I thought it was in the between.
No, adolescence is a child, somebody who is young.
Mikey, you're the guy that's not allowed within 1,000 feet of a school, and you don't know what an adolescence is?
Don't be spreading that stuff around.
I'm not spreading it. They know I'm joking. Mikey's allowed. He got that back a long time ago, bro. I'm not spreading it. Mikey, it's for good reasons, because you help too many schools, and too many schools are being helped by you. Therefore, if every school gets helped by you, then you can't be within 1,000 feet of a school because of what you did to help them schools.
I'm just so good.
Say that again.
No.
Say it one more time.
I'm so good.
How good are you, Mike? Tell me how good you are, Mike. You look real good. Bob, doesn't you look good?
You look really good.
I agree.
Yeah, you look so fun.
I don't believe you.
You got that beautiful milky skin.
Yeah. Tell him how he looks.
Yeah, those beautiful, beautiful eyes.
Looks fantastic.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, The Mosh Gelton Show, every Tuesday night from 8 to 10. That's not when we're on. I'm just telling you, that's a time block that exists in the world. But if you guys want to hear us, that's Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, and we rocking and we are rolling. So what I like to do is, before we get into trivia time, you guys want to see if we can rock out these four songs and see which four songs from this band is the best.
Yeah!
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bet that up. Wet that up. I'm going to do a little intro music. Bob, give me a beat. We're going to do a new bit, and it's going to be about four different songs from a band and a shout. Libidibidoo, and that's the whole sketch. All right, so let me find the first song. Oh, you know what's good about this is I haven't even looked these songs up yet. So we're going to have to look them up as we go along. But does anybody want to guess what the band is?
Nirvana.
Stained.
System of a Down.
The Offspring.
System of a Down.
Force Green Day.
Oh, you guys might have said it. I don't want to say if you did say it or not, but you might have said it.
Bob, good job. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Which one do you think it was?
Nirvana.
You think I'm just going to come out the gate with Nirvana?
Yeah, of course. It's your favorite.
It always right. comes back.
Well, let's see what it is. Here's the first song by the band.
As the pendulum swings,
oh, okay,
watch
cool.
it count down to the end of the day.
Like
the
it.
Clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard.
In the end, by the band Linkin Park.
It's a good one.
Is the first song up on the chopping block. How do you guys feel about it in the end? You guys fans?
I'm a big fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that song.
Well, very, very big fan of that song.
It's one of their top songs, I would say.
Yeah.
I spent a minute trying to figure out which ones I thought were going to be their best songs. So In the End by Linkin Park is the first song to go up. Can anybody guess? What songs would you put in your top Linkin Park?
Numb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Me personally, Cure for the Itch. That's one of the obscure ones from Meteora, but it was definitely good. That's the one where Mike Shinoda does all that, or the DJ does all that crazy scratching and.
I'm not good with any of the names of the songs.
Well, Bob apparently is. Here's the next Linkin Park song. Bob said it. Numb. Song was Numb.
It's good.
Very good. It was the first one you picked. So what do you guys pick? Is it going to be In the End by Linkin Park, or is it going to be Numb by Linkin Park? And I will do the honors of going first. This is a hard choice. I've become so numb, fire, but it's not holding a candle to In the End. It doesn't even matter. So I'm going with In the End by Linkin Park all day, twice on Sunday, In the End. Beatbox Bob.
I'm going Numb, man. Just like Rick James's face
wow.
towards the end there.
Beatbox goes Numb. Surprises me. Mikey Flaw, what say you? In the End by Linkin Park, or is it Numb by Linkin Park?
That's the first time I heard Numb, and I've heard In the End multiple times, and I do like that song, so In the End.
So their talent of both the songs and the way that they sound, in the end, doesn't even matter. You're just right. going with, okay, In the End. Schmitty, it's on you. Is it going to be In the End or is it going to be Numb?
Both great songs, but it's going to be In the End.
It is going to be In the End. In the End takes the cake. So Schmitty, why do you like In the End?
I just, all around that song, to me, is completely better. I like the way it goes up, it comes down. The meaning behind it. I like the whole song.
What's the meaning behind In the End?
It doesn't really matter. It
doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
The end.
It.
That's what their meaning was?
Sounded like it.
All right, well.
Yeah.
I've become so numb, I can't feel you there. By becoming this, so much more aware. By becoming this, all I want to do is be more like me and be less like you. It sounds kind of like Chili Pepper word salad. All right, here's the next Linkin Park song. I hope you guys are ready for this one.
Thank you.
such a banger, bro.
It is a good song.
Mikey Fly, you've heard that one?
I have not.
You suck life. Shadow of the Day, Bang City DJ. All right. Shadow of the Day, but what is Shadow of the Day going to go against? Like, we need something. Anybody got any ideas what Shadow of the Day may go against if it had to go against it?
Crawling.
That's what it's going against.
Yeah. Or Bleed It Out.
Oh, what a great song that is, too. Something it's not going to be Bleed It Out. It's going to be Crawling.
Something that had heavy radio play.
Yeah, it's either Crawling, Bleed It Out, or what's that other one?
You guys aren't doing bad. Very close.
What's that other
one? Here we go. The Linkin Park song. Disappear. All these words, they make no sense. I find this in an arrest.
Less I hear, the less you say. Over and over again.
Just like before.
Everything you say to me.
One step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break.
I need a little room to break.
One step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break.
Everything you say to me. I need a little room to breathe.
Cause I'm one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to.
Yeah, that's a banger, bro. All right, what's it gonna be? One step closer, or is it gonna be Shadow of the Day? I think we sang a little too much for radio there. We gotta slow down our singing. Sorry, guys, but we just get so pumped that we have to sing. It's the Moss Gelatin Show. We're trying to figure out which Linkin Park song is the best. Is it gonna be One Step Closer by Linkin Park, or is it going to be Shadow of the Day by Linkin Park, Mikey Flasco?
One Step Closer.
One Step Closer. One Step Closer for Linkin Park. I'll go second. I definitely say Shadow of the Day. So it's tied up. Beatbox Bob, do you say One Step Closer to the Edge, or does the Shadow of the Day embrace the world in gray?
One Step Closer.
One Step Closer by Beatbox Bob. Schmitty, it's down for you to decide.
Shadow of the Day. That's actually my favorite.
Shadow of the Day. So really quick, you guys got 15 seconds to make your case. Beatbox Bob, why is One Step Closer better than Shadow of the Day? 15 seconds.
It's the quintessential Linkin Park song. There's rap, there's screaming, there's rock, there's guitar, there's multiple stuff, and plus the iconic intro to it is absolutely next level. You know you can shake your rump to that song. Come on now, you can't shake your rump to Shadow of the Day. Get out of town.
Well, that's why I would actually argue that Shadow of a Day is a better song, because it's different than everything else that they have on their album. So I appreciate that song. I like it. And simple, better song.
Mikey Fly, who won that debate?
I like Bob.
Damn it, Bob beat you.
He did.
And I think Shadow of the Day is a better song, but Bob's beating the debate. I needed some more angles. It was a slight winning. Bob wins the debate. Shadow of the Day passes. And Shadow of the Day is the winner. And Shadow of the Day beats One Step Closer.
I mean, One Step Closer beats Shadow of the Day.
You're correct. Well, I'm sorry. One Step Closer beats Shadow of the Day. Now, we've heard In the End, haven't we?
Yes.
So In the End, One Step Closer is going to the finals. Now, is it going against Shadow of the Day? No. Who do you think it could be going against?
What?
In the End?
What Linkin Park song could be going against One Step Closer?
Crawling.
So far, we've got One Step Closer and In the End. In the End is already in the finals.
Crawling.
Yeah.
You think I would pick Crawling to be one of their top songs?
Yeah.
Like, that's just because it's good as it got the most radio play, that Crawling is going to make the list for the best Linkin Park songs of all time with all their albums. Hybrid Theory, everything, and you think I'm picking Crawling?
Yeah.
That's so dumb. And does anybody got any other guesses?
Yeah, there's a lot of guesses.
Nope.
No.
What other one could it have been?
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
Crawling.
It is Crawling.
Yeah.
controlling. I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence. I'm convinced that there's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before.
I'll go first, crawling in. Mikey Block.
What?
Is it crawling, or is it going to be one? Is it going to be crawling, or one step closer?
I like this one.
Two for crawling, Bob. Is it crawling or one step closer?
It's going to be crawling.
Crawling is the answer. Schmitty, we don't even need you, but we're down to the final two, so you'll be the first one. Schmitty, is it going to be crawling?
You don't need me. It's crawling.
Okay, but we got one more left. We got the last one left.
Say it amazes me one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break.
Or is it going to be
crawling in my skin?
This one, crawling.
Crawling?
This one.
Yeah, crawling is just by far better.
This is a song to play. If I hit it right, the way it was just hit, that would play instantly. But for some reason, this audio ain't playing. Mikey, you're supposed to be the guy with the audio. Look, I got this. What is it, not plugged in? It looks plugged in. I'm hitting the button. It ain't. I got all my things in. Oh, that's what it is. You got to look and see. Is it muted, Mosh? Well, then you got to unmute it. It's such a banger. Bro, I take chicks to the crib. Love it. They'd be like, oh my God, you're listening to crawling? I'd be like, listen, this is what. I'll take you to my parents' bedroom with a nice bed. Those pillows, I got dill. Listen, we've got to move on. So, everybody give it up for crawling. Crawling wins it. Crawling was a good nab. If you guys thought that crawling was going to win, you guys are awarded some points. And God may have mercy on your soul. So before we get into we got two segments tonight. We're not going to obviously jump right into another one, bro. I'm not a seggy jumper. I don't just jump segs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You guys with me here?
Oh, I'm with you.
Wake up, bro. Bob, say something interesting with six words.
Horses produce milk, and it's really scary.
That was seven, but that was close enough. Schmitty, say something interesting with six words.
In the end, it doesn't matter.
That's not bad. If it even was there, you should have just said it because he said seven. Mikey Flaw, give me a sentence with 27 words that's really meaningful.
27?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, man. All right. So I'd like to sleep in on the weekend and, you know, take it easy. And then during the week, I work hard. I get up early. And then I come here. And then we do this. And then.
Yo, when's the last? Do you remember on the calendar wise, time of day and calendar wise, kind of like a childbirth or like a wedding? Do you remember the last time that you lifted a weight?
A weight? You mean like a dumbbell?
Yeah, something that had some pounds on it that weighed a little bit more than like a 12-pack of Pepsis.
I don't know. It's been a couple years.
You look like you'd be a man that may be able to benefit from a guy like me. You know, just looking at a gal like you and thinking, look, she could probably use a nice little spotter because you could get bigger, bro.
Actually, I can't.
You can't get bigger because you're a stick figure, but I'm going to leave Mikey disfigured when I'm pulling this trigger. Bro, ain't I sick at rapping?
Sick.
Sick, right?
All right, Mikey, you're a pretty creative guy. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the guitar. What show are they listening to? Mikey Flaw, tell them what show they're listening to. By the way, we're the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. Mikey Flaw, what show are they listening to?
The Miles Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7, where local music lives.
He's got to say it with his chest, Mikey. Say it with your chest. Look, chest. Listen. Hold on. Shh. This is how you say it. It's the Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Go ahead, Mike.
The Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 St. Pete, where local music lives.
FM, bro.
All right, FM.
Listen, it's the Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
The Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM St. Pete, where local music lives.
Radio St. Pete. The Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music. Sunshine, right. Listen, say it after me. Repeat after me. Put that down. Put that drink down, bro. We ain't got time. You can't be drinking. I'm doing a bit with you. Listen. Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete.
No. Listen to the words.
Like, what did I skip?
Look, if you look at my lips, there'll be a sonic wave that comes out from them that your ears can detect.
Right.
I want you to use that in some sort of sonar, kind of like dolphins, and I want you to retort what I'm saying. Say Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete.
7 FM. Say 96.7 FM.
Okay. Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Now I want you to say this, and I don't want you to mess up, Mikey Flaw, because they're tired of hearing you say this.
I know.
So say this. This is Mikey Flaw, and you're listening to the Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
This is Mikey Flaw, and you're listening to... No, I already messed it up.
Try it again.
This is Mikey Flaw on the Mosh Jelton Show. You're listening to...
Mikey sucks, Bob. Yeah. Show him.
Hey, it's been a long day.
It's Beatbox Bob, and you're listening to the Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Very good,
Schmitty,
Bob.
Let me hear Schmitty try. Come on, Schmitty. You can do it.
This is Schmitty, and you're listening to the Mosh Jelton Show on 96.7 FM, where local music lives.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. You were close. Anyways, we're going to do a song. It's called Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. That's the name of the song. We're going to freestyle it right now. And just so you know, it's a freestyle. We're going to add in... Nah, we don't want to mess up the... We don't want to talk crazy about sunshine, right? Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do it. All right, listen. Mike, you want me to go slow, faster?
I think you like it slow.
Okay, I'll go slow. What chord do you want me to start with?
C.
C? You want... Sunshine 96 FM and stuff. I got a Bob and Schmidt, and we're on a sunshine.
Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
And it's taking your breath away right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM.
And I'll tell you, I switch up the keys. We're freestyling every moment, and Mikey is sleeping.
Whoa!
Radio Sunshine.
96.7.
Cause it's Sunshine 96.7. Sunshine 96.7. Sunshine 96.7 FM.
Local music lives.
That wasn't one of our best ones.
wasn't one of our worst ones either.
Because we didn't want to say nothing crazy about the station, man. We usually have naked, like, midgets running around. We can't say midget. We're going to say naked little people. We usually have naked little people running around, and we'd be talking about that. Or, like, Mikey Flob will probably, like, fall off the side of a building. But you can't say nothing because I can sue you because, you know what I'm saying, I don't trust you. But listen, it could get more damaging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying as you're picking up your notepad.
Yeah. So you can only listen. You don't really know what I'm saying because you can't understand me. I'm Jewish, bro.
Oh, I can understand you.
You can't put yourself in my shoes.
That's fair, but I can stand under you.
Yeah, but you don't know nothing about the way that I live, bro. Like, let me ask you a question.
No.
All right, Schmitty, let me ask Bob a question.
Yes.
How old you got to be, Bob? How old were you when you learned the birds and the bees from some old adult?
I don't know, man. How old was I when I learned the birds and the bees from an adult?
Yep.
Like 10?
Bro, I'm reading this topic, and I'm like, it says, how old were you when you, or what? When should kids be given the birds and the bees? And I'm like, what would persuade me to write that down as a topic to discuss on air?
I don't know, man. That's a crazy
song. What would persuade you? What would you do, Mosh? Why would I write that? I don't care, bro, when you were taught the birds and the bees. I don't care.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, whoever's writing my notes for the show, bad person. He's a bad person. All right, listen. Beatbox Bob is a beatboxer, and he's a professional beatboxer. And my name is Mosh Jelton, and I will cough a little bit. And I'm a professional rapper, right? And I've got lots of battle raps. You can YouTube me, Mosh Jelton. Find me up there. It's German. And what we do is Bob can do beatboxing, and I can rap. So if I said something like this, like this is what something me and Bob would look at each other, and we'd be all weird, and we'd be like, look, I'd be like, I got free weed you can get on. Relax. You're too tense like a TP in a wigwam. I will always be respected. I mess with sorry hoes, so apology accepted. I found a recipe on cyberspace. They say cook squirrels in your fireplace. It's an acquired taste. My life's something like Chris Farley when he died of bass. Just a giant waste. Like double crack, I'm too dope. I drink Smurf soda, so I can say I blew coke. Froggy drivers get their car towed. I call Xanax, French fries, and pay for them in barcode. From Tampa to Orlando, I drink and drive on starry nights just to see my van go. I've never had a car, I'm talking trash, so every ride that I've got is a sign of an autograph. I carjacked the cash cab and got pulled over playing Manhunt for having bad tags. I make mad amends. I'm in so many broken relationships. I got the cast of Friends. I slip in an impaired state. Every beer that I drink to get up's in my staircase. Well, I'm comatose. That's why I do Spanish drugs, because I'm easy to trace, because I overdose. My metaphors rally. Sometimes I get so pissed I want to clock Salvador Dali. I'm never sober. I bought the way that I do drugs, so I guess I'm a method owner. Tell you right now, when my rhyming is bent, I want to hear Schmitty freestyle, because he's got a freestyling event.
Yo, here we go, April 1st, though. I'll be up on the stage, and it's not rehearsed, bro. It's a freestyle battle up against me is Ryan Villafora. I don't know him either, but we'll meet him together, and that's gonna be Mosh up on stage with Bob, and they're gonna go at each other. Just watch. It's April 1st at Brennan's. I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to say. It's okay, because it's a freestyle rap, by the way.
Check it out. He's not supposed to promote anything about the show, so I'm gonna tell you, if you just heard that, please, everyone, don't go. We don't want to see you there. Please, we're in the thicket. We want to sell absolutely zero tickets. Check it out. You guys ready for trivia time?
Yeah!
All right, here's how trivia time works. This is the Mosh Jelton Show. This is called Trivia Time, and what we're going to play tonight is called According to a Song Lyric. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to give me the answer to a question. I'm going to say something like, what does Stacey's mom have?
It going on.
It going on, and you're going to hear this, because Stacey's mom has got it going on. But if I ask you, what does Stacey's mom have, and your answer is?
Horses.
She doesn't have horses. Stacey's mom has got it going on. So when I ask you the question, the answer will be embedded somewhere in a song lyric in the ethers. and you got to figure this out. So we got Beatbox Bob Schmitty and Mikey Fla about to get down. Are you guys ready to play according to a song lyric?
Yeah.
Here we go. First question. According to a song lyric, when have I got sunshine?
On a cloudy day.
Schmitty. Schmitty is the first to answer. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. According to a song lyric, where are we off to?
The races.
Neverland.
Neverland.
I'm going to give Schmitty that. Neverland. It should have been two nevers, but very close. According to a Schmitty's got two. According to a song lyric, what do wise men say?
Wise men say, only fools rush in.
Only fools rush in. Beatbox Bob jumps on the board with one. According to a song lyric, where am I dancing in?
Full moonlight.
Pale moonlight.
Nope. Nope.
Mississippi.
In the moonlight.
Nope.
The rain.
Nope.
I'm dancing in the desert.
Nope.
Dancing in the club.
Baby, I'm dancing in the
sunshine.
Dancing in the.
It's the pale moonlight. It's the moonlight.
Dancing in the.
The wind.
Nope.
In the streets.
In the storm.
Nope.
Dancing in your eyes. Dancing.
Listening to our favorite song.
Oh, dancing in the dark.
Dancing in the dark. Beatbox Bob Ed with Sheeran. My help gets it. That is Ed Sheeran. I believe it's called Perfect.
Yes.
According to a song lyric, what did my true love give to me on the seventh day of Christmas? What did my true love give to me on the seventh day of Christmas? You heathens won't know this.
Pheasants. Five turtle doves.
Seven something
five
dancing.
Seven
swans are swimming.
Oh! Mikey Fly jumps on the board. It is seven swans are swimming. According to a song lyric, what do you have to do to get me to turn right back around?
One more. Give me one more reason.
For what? Give me one reason to what?
Turn right back around.
Give me one reason to what?
Give me one really good reason to turn right back.
Nope. Give me one reason to something.
Give me one really good reason to turn right back around.
What do you have to do to get me to turn right back around?
I ain't gonna leave you.
Give me one good reason to change my mind.
Nope.
Give me one really good reason.
No, it's not really good. It's give me one reason to blank.
Give me one good reason to stop.
It's not good. Nope.
Give me one reason
to love you. Give me one reason to.
Nope. Give me one reason to. And I'll turn right back around.
Give me one.
Love you.
Oh, it's to stay here.
Give me one reason to stay here. And I'll turn right back around. That is Beatbox Bob all day with 3 points. Schmitty's got two. Flosco on the board with one. According to a song lyric halfway through, what city do you party in where the heat is on?
Detroit.
Nope.
Party in the city in the...
California.
Nope.
L.A.
Dust till dawn. Party in the city. Miami.
Party in a city where the heat is on night on the beach to the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami.
Miami.
Bienvenido, Miami. Okay, very good by Schmitty. Nicely done. According to a song lyric, what do you have? What do you have on your face?
Egg on your face.
You have something on your face.
Tears.
Come on, Flaw. What do you have on your face?
Look of disappointment.
You have like blood on your face? A big disgrace?
Yeah, but that's not the right word.
You got mud on your face?
You got mud on your face. A big disgrace. Kicking your cans all over the place. It is mud on your face. And I thought it was blood, and I looked it up because I was like, I don't want to get this one wrong and say blood, and it's really mud. But it is mud on your face. Beatbox Bob flies ahead. Beatbox has 4 points. Schmitty with 3. Flosco with 1. But it's still any man's game here. On according to a song lyric, trivia time of the Mosh Gelatin Show. According to a song lyric, where am I going to take my horse?
to the Old Town Road.
Oh, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. You know Schmitty's got that on repeat.
My kid loves it.
Nicely done. That is Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. According to a song lyric, what is all we need?
Love.
Love.
No.
Love is all we need. No?
All no. We what need. Is all we need just?
All we need just another brick in the wall?
Nope.
All we need just.
Very slow song.
All we need.
Just a little longer.
All we need is just what?
A little bit longer.
Not a little longer.
A little more time.
Nope.
All we need is just you and I.
Nope. Now you had it. It was a little bit. You messed it up.
All you need is just a little bit of love.
All you need is just a little bit of patience.
All you need is just a little patience. Oh, beatbox Bob. Said woman, take it slow. It's a bang, slang, schwang, dang, bro.
What is it?
Patience by Guns N' Roses, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
That is a fire one. All we need is Bob's got 5. Schmitty's got 4. Flosco's got 1. There's less than 4 questions left. According to a song lyric, it's better to feel pain than what?
Nothing at all.
Oh! He flew out the gate. I thought Bob was going to literally do what you just did.
I was about to.
Schmitty got it before the question was asked. Very crazily wild. Okay, according to a song lyric, it's any man's game. According to a song lyric, what do I pray the Lord to keep?
My soul.
Beatbox Bob flashes through and grabs another medallion.
Enter the Sandman, Metallica, by the way.
6-5. I was just using the traditional. According to a song lyric, we've got 2 questions left. This is anyone's game. It's actually either Bob's or Schmitty's. It could be either one. According to a song lyric, this is a 2-pointer. Schmitty's got 5. There's 1 question left after this. Beatbox has got 6. According to a song lyric, what is she from a 1 to 10?
She is everything. She is she's a 12.
She's an 8.5.
Nope. According to a song lyric, hip hop, what is she from a 1 to 10?
A 10.
From a 1 to a 10.
She's dime.
Nope.
From a 1 to a 10. She
R&B hip hop. From a 1 to 10, she's a what?
Gold digger. She's a
an 11.
No. From a 1 to 10, she's a
certified 20.
Oh! Certified 20. Oh, and that's the same thing. Yeah.
Between a 1 to 10, and she's a certified 20. But that just ain't mean. So Schmitty's ahead 7-6, but this last one is also a 2-pointer. So if Bob gets it, he does overtake you and win the whole Jabroski. If Schmitty gets it, he wins. If Mikey gets it, Schmitty wins, which means that is impossible. So according to a song lyric, this is the last question. This is it. According to a song lyric, for all the bills in the bucket, who's going to win? Beatbox Bob or Schmitty? Whoever says it first wins. According to a song lyric, what do I wish they all could be?
I wish they could
California all girl.
Oh, oh, Mikey!
Mikey won it for Schmitty!
Yeah!
Oh, Schmitty takes the cake!
Mic drop.
Yo, Mikey grabs the points only when it's riding on Schmitty. That's hilarious. It was wishy. Who sings that?
Beach Boys?
Beach Boys. Mikey Fly ends with 3.
Schmitty and David Lee Roth.
Wins with 7. Beatbox Bob was 6. I tried to give it the double points so you wouldn't tie. You would take the win if you had it. I thought you were going to snag that quick.
Almost.
But I thought that was like one question that I thought everyone had an equal.
Really close, yeah.
To get. I thought everyone could get that Beach Boys song. So yeah. I was like, all right, I'm going to put that one at the end.
I would have got it before Schmidt.
Thanks, Mike.
Very.
You're welcome.
Very well done. I'm actually, I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
Good job.
I'll take it.
I wish they all could. Man, I got to work tomorrow, dude. And I don't work a lot, man, because I don't really like to do manual labor. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to use my body for money. You know what I'm saying? It's all prostitution in that manner. But in that manner, not legally, because this is FM and we're professionals. But what I'm saying is I don't want to get up tomorrow at 7 o'clock and then go cut grass for Eastman. It's not a company. It's just it's an idea that we say. Cutting grass is in Eastman.
Eastman.
Yeah, but have you ever, you've cut in grass before?
Yeah.
You've cut in grass before.
You're good at English today.
You have cut grass before.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah. In a professional capacity, I have been part of a landscaping company.
It's rodentry.
Rodentry?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and believe that's a word. Rodentry? Isn't that a word?
Like the act of being a rodent or rodent-like, or like what rodents do.
Or there's a rodent in a tree.
Or like it's somebody who kills rats or rodents.
I don't think that's
or
a
like
word.
Utilizes rodents in some form or capacity, like rodentry. Like, hey.
What if they pile together?
Like, hey, I'm a rodent trainer.
Rodentry, they're coming at you all at once.
I might have just said something way whack and it wasn't even a word.
Rodentry would be a skill set I would use to overtake that elephant.
Oh, it's rattery.
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 Okay.
You were close.
Damn. Yeah, but I don't get any points for rodentry if I'm just going to... I'm going to throw out rodentry willy-nilly when it's rattery. Bro, I need to get your whole entire household under my understanding, you know what I'm saying? Because if I can't say anything about your rodentry, then what am I going to do when it turns into rattery? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Assault and rattery.
Assault and rattery. Yeah. I need to get my rattery charged. Ugh. I bet you when Mikey sees...
You're going to make fun of me again, aren't you?
No.
That would be rodentry.
Gonna look you up. I was going to actually make you look way bigger than you are. I was going to say that if Mikey had a choice between guys and girls, he'd say...
Girls.
He'd say girls.
I'd say right. Girls.
I think California girls... are undeniable.
Never had one.
Let me hear you say, Daddy.
No, that's you, man.
Just let me hear what it sounds like.
No. Because then you're going to be like, oh, cut that. You got to cut it and say that.
No, Daddy. I don't want you to cut it. I just want to hear what you sound like when you just say Dad.
Daddy.
Well, yes! Here, let me help you. Look, I'm going to do it. Look, here.
Put it on the board.
One more, but I need one of these. Mikey, listen, I want you to do this real
quick. No.
Shush, man. Dude, you're on the Mosh Jelton Show, bro. You want to be here or not? Listen to me for a second. Listen to me. This is all I want you to say. Listen. Daddy, oh no, oh no, Daddy.
Oh no.
Just say, Daddy, oh no, Daddy.
Daddy, oh no, Daddy.
See, I'll take it. I'll take it because he tried. If he wouldn't have tried, I would have been upset.
Put it on the board, bro.
Daddy, oh no, no, Daddy. Schmitty, let me hear your... Daddy, oh no, Daddy!
Okay. Daddy, oh no, no, Daddy!
It was a little weak. I think we're going to get a better performance from Beatbox Bob. Bob, I want to hear your... Daddy, oh no, Daddy!
Daddy! Oh no, no, Daddy!
Wow.
It was a little too loud.
I was far enough away.
It's pretty damn good, though.
I was far enough away.
That was disturbing.
It was award-winning.
Thank you.
That was actually pretty good. It was a little loud, though. He's got good mic control, but... And you were screaming! You got to get down there. But, okay, so, Mikey, are you a talkative guy in the romantic area?
No, absolutely not.
Let me hear you say with a deep voice, take this.
Why? What am
I'm
I
just
trying
to, I'm trying to pick a man's brain. Let me pick your brain, bro.
No, you're just trying to get me say stupid stuff.
It's not dumb, bro. What if I'm trying to prepare for somebody that's trying to give me something that I don't want? I want to hear you say, take this.
Take this.
That's your most masculine way of saying take this?
I don't think I've ever said that.
Well, all right. So we're gonna go around the circle real quick.
Okay.
Take this. Actually, Schmitty, let me hear you say, "Take this now."
Take this now.
Beatbox.
Take this.
Mikey Fly, let me hear you say. I thought you said you were 18.
I thought you said you were 18.
That sounded too real.
That sounded easy for him. It's the only one he didn't combat.
Hold on, watch me get it perfectly. What? No. What? No, I thought she said, I thought she said she was 18. I was trying to play badminton, is all I'm saying. Listen, y'all getting all Chris Hansen-y on me. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to fess up to your beliefs, and I want you to tell each other what you believe. I want you to look at the guy next to you, and I want you to tell him the number one thing you could see from the outside of his being inside that what you could do that he could do to make himself improve and be a better person. So I want you to pick the guy next to you on this side. Or no, we're going to go this way because mine will be easy if I need Mike. So we're going to go this way. You pick the guy. So I'm going to tell Mike. Mike's going to tell Schmitty. Schmitty's going to tell Bob. We'll stop it there. No, Bob's going to tell me. And
what are we telling?
We're going to tell everybody. You're going to tell Schmitty one thing that's deep down in his soul that you feel from the outside that he doesn't see, that he can do better to be a better person.
Does it have to be a sentence? Like a word in a word or what?
In a dream, my love. Yeah, just tell him whatever it is, bro.
Like, you can whatever problem,
paragraphs, hieroglyphics. It doesn't matter.
Whatever problem that I have with him that he could do better.
Oh, you got problems?
Not that you have a problem with him, but but something that you could see about him that he could do to improve his life. Like, I'll start first. You ready?
Of course.
Stop asking so much questions. I think if you ask a little bit less questions and took a little bit more charge, I wouldn't get an assault and battery every time I see you, bro. Be more tough. Put your chest out.
That's way too many things.
Well, I'm not done, bro. Listen, you need to be a bigger person. Be less fearful, less timidity. I need you to, you know, smell a little bit better. Drink the right stuff. And the real thing is if you had better handwriting and also the way that you drive is not good. Your front right tire is bald, and I don't like the color of your dog, even though you had a tear dyed for me, and I appreciate that. But just pick out one thing for Schmitty. Don't. I was trying to be extra helpful. I want you to give Schmitty one thing thoughtful.
One thing that he could do better.
If you want me to be serious, I'll seriously say one thing I think you should do better is I think you should think sometimes a little bit before you act. And I think you should try to de-escalate your own brain. Sometimes you try to rationalize to yourself to get to the right answer or the wrong answer instead of de-escalating your brain.
That's a lot more than one thing, man.
It was all focused around the same thing.
Bro, that was one thing. Your comprehension skills are one thing, but what I'm saying is another thing. So go ahead and tell Schmitty.
Okay, Schmitty. I think that you need to wear better glasses.
That's weak, bro. I was dead serious. Stop. He's got to do a different one. I want you to do a serious one, bro. We're not letting you get away with this. This is FM. We're professionals. This is the Mosh Gelatin Show. It's a real station. It's a real show. I want you to really say what you feel that he could do to improve. You're not getting out of here. It's going to get awkward and awkwarder for you if you don't just say something serious.
I don't really, you know.
Serious.
I don't have a big problem with him with anything.
You don't have to be a problem that you have with him. Say something serious.
See, you've known him for a long time.
I got
really
6 minutes of this show.
All I know of him, is what he's done here, you know? So I can't tell him that he's done something.
Well, I would have a critique for him, or you're going to have 6 minutes centered around me making you feel awkward. So just tell him one thing. Make it up if you had to.
I wanted to be honest.
All right. He's got nothing. He can't tell you nothing.
That's a very good
thing. Useless.
Well, see, I hold him in high regard.
Am I perfect in your eyes, Mike?
You don't think he's got a short temper?
Okay. Yeah. I could agree with that.
So say maybe sometimes he's got a little bit of a short temper.
He hasn't come at me, though.
Can't you
Have
think
you seen
of
me come at anybody?
But I'm just saying, dude, all right, Mikey Fly is incapable of comprehending any fallacies in Schmitty from knowing him for a year. I find that BS, part of the timidity thing I was telling you. Schmitty, what do you think Beatbox Bob can improve?
Relax. Relax sometimes.
Oh.
No.
What do you mean by that?
I think he's always 100% in on every single thing, and I'm just saying it's okay to relax sometimes.
What do you mean by that?
I think he's 100% in on everything, and I think it's okay to relax sometimes.
What do you think he means by that?
Like you mean like that I'm just all the way 1,000% dedicated, and I never am in the background, and I'm never just calm and quiet.
Exactly. It's okay to be.
I'm always in the face, and I'm just there, and I'm loud and obnoxious.
You mean about the show or in life?
You said life. It was supposed to be show related?
No.
Okay, good, because it could all come in this, you know, one.
He does. I agree with the relaxed stuff. All right, so Schmitty's golden nugget to you is to relax, Bob.
Okay.
Chill.
I said it's okay to relax, babe.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Beatbox Bob, what do you think about me sincerely that you think I need to improve on to be a better person?
Address whatever the heck happened in your childhood or adult life that caused you to be so wound up and so nervous and anxious about every little thing. Because you can let it go. You're okay. You're an overachiever for a reason, and you achieve all of these things in a good way. You do it, so stop being worried about it, because you're going to do it regardless.
And stop making fun of Mikey Flaw.
What am I ever... When will you see me worried and over-anxious about stuff?
I never see you worried. I see you anxious. I see you anxious as heck, dude. You're like a freaking ball of squiggly lines 100% of your life.
Now, you see a negative anxiousness.
Yeah.
What's negative about my anxiety?
The anxiety that you have is ultimately driving you crazy and making you waste energy. You're still going to do the thing, and you're still going to do it really, really good. But and you always do it no matter what, even if no matter how anxious and wound up you get. But I feel like if you let it go, that you would have more energy to commit to better things. You know?
So you're saying I'm trying to remedy low energy. What is the symptom of what you're saying I need to fix?
The symptom is that you have this level that you talk constantly, and that you seem like you're nervous, and you seem like you're uncomfortable, and that you seem like you're worried that it's not going to operate in the effective way, whatever the thing is that you're doing. But that no matter
you agree
what,
with
you
him?
Still do it.
I don't think in the way he's saying it. I think maybe what Bob is saying is you're anxious about being a perfectionist. And it's okay to not be a perfectionist, because no one's perfect.
You think I'm a perfectionist, or I'm just trying to do the best version of what I'm trying to do?
I think that you're just trying to do the best version of what you're trying to do, and then sometimes when it doesn't end up being the best version of what you're trying to do, that you end up scrapping it because you're just unhappy with how that it's not going to be perfect.
Bro, I'm never going to be Mike, bro. Perfect. I'm always me, bro. I don't understand. Look.
So... You overanalyze stuff, though. Is it?
It's a fact.
I mean, what do you mean, Mike?
I mean, I think that you're a perfectionist, like you said, and then you.
I didn't say like a perfectionist, but go on.
Okay. Well, whatever you said.
Yeah.
And you do overanalyze at times. Like you'll rehash things.
Okay. So if I overanalyze, and we got about 60 seconds, if I overanalyze, give me one, because something, if I do something over, that presumes that I did it to a point where it was problematic. So the last time you saw me overanalyze something, what were the ramifications of my analyzation that was over the line?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I would say that it's all of the wasted energy beforehand doing the thing that you're trying to do and overplanning something that it didn't end up working out the way that you wanted it to, and so then it's good no matter what because you still complete it thinking on your feet. Skip all of that extra nonsense from the beginning and instead just do the thing without worrying about freaking out or trying to get yourself psyched up.
All right, well then let me ask you three questions.
Okay.
Leading into the Mosh Jelton Show every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete is who?
Mosh Jelton.
Yeah, but who's leading into the Mosh Jelton Show?
Oh, Spike on the Mic.
Spike on the Mic leads into the Mosh Jelton Show.
Yeah.
What time is the Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? That's all you can tell me? What if I turn in on
Tuesday
early?
Tuesday, 11
o'clock. What if I tune in the morning?
Tuesday, 11 o'clock p.m.
Tuesday, 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Where at?
Sunshine 96.7 Radio FM.
Mikey Flaw, where are we at?
The Mosh.
We'll see you next Tuesday night from 8. No, we're not. We're going to be here from... Man, y'all are messing me up. 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, right after the Spike on the Mic Show. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I promise you I'll do better next time.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the...